texter has been in touch saying, I've heard that taking medication for ADHD, so attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, so medicine like Ritalin, she says taking this over a long period of time, so years, has been linked to compulsive behaviours like gambling, sex addiction, etc. Is there any evidence for this?
What's happening here is that there's a link between, I'll probably be corrected, but there's a link between the gambling and the ADHD. ADHD people are overrepresented in compulsive gamblers, and I think that's well established. But I think the connection with Ritalin is much less well established.
So you're saying that people with ADHD are possibly more likely to become gamblers?
That seems to be the evidence, yes.
And I would agree with that. I think that cause and effect can often be very difficult to disentangle. So a lot of research has shown also that children with ADHD are much more likely to go on to develop substance abuse problems. And actually a recent study that was done at UCLA looked at children with ADHD who were given medications like Ritalin and children who weren't given medications. And they found no difference in the risk for developing substance abuse later in life. So it seems to be something to do here with the ADHD rather than the medications.
And that seems to make sense as well, because the typical presentation of ADHD is the person may be slightly more impulsive and more likely to take risks. So, for example, they might enjoy gambling, or they might be more likely to abuse substances or go for substances of abuse in the first place.
Yes, that's true.
Does that mean the people who took Ritalin for their ADHD didn't get an improved outcome in terms of their gambling later? If you correct the ADHD with Ritalin, doesn't early training help you later in life?
I think there's been some papers published where quite a lot of child ADHD cases are then taken off their medication early 20s, and then they're not continued to be treated as adults. And it's at this point, when they're off their medication, that they're then more likely to become addicted to drugs of abuse, for example, or have problems with gambling.
With people with ADHD, it seems to be a case of some disrupted reward systems and attentional control dysregulation. This is what the Ritalin tries to address. And in fact, one study that used Ritalin, a study done in Cambridge that used Ritalin in people with frontotemporal dementia, so elderly people who are starting to become less able to use the cognitive control capacities, actually found that giving Ritalin to individuals with frontotemporal dementia actually decreased their risk-taking behaviour.
And that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. Thanks to all of the listeners who got in touch with their questions, and to Professors Bill Harris and Mike Edwardson, and doctoral researcher Katie Manning from Cambridge University for taking on your questions. I'll be back again next month to find out how neuroscience is infiltrating the military. Until then, if you have any brain questions or comments about this show, then get in touch. It's hannah@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @NakedNeuroscience, or you can pop it on the Naked Scientist Facebook page. And you'll find the full transcript for this episode and other Naked Neuroscience episodes on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience. I'm Hannah Critchlow, and this is Naked Neuroscience in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. See you next month to open our minds.